This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord.lrn.fm. All you got to do is load the Discord client on your smartphone, your laptop, whatever device you like. Use your high-speed internet connection, a decent microphone, and you will sound like you are sitting right here in the studio with myself. My name is Chris. We're also joined in studio by...
the artist soon to be known as Nobody.
And
Chris.
the artist formerly known, I don't even know if I should give your name out tonight.
We can just call me Nobody.
We're going to go with Nobody. All right, so the artist formerly known as Nobody, who is not joining us in studio, but hopefully will be back soon, will be one of our other hosts, Mark Edge. Mark ran into some difficulties.
Did he ever?
As many listeners may know, Mark and Ian have been taking a bit of a sabbatical. They took a little trip to Japan to see a friend of the show and to spend some time over there. And Mark was denied entry into, what do you call it? I want to say the Hermit Kingdom, because just be perfect if they were on their way.
I was thinking the Empire.
The Empire. Yeah, I think that kind of went its own way.
Went the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
The Shogun said, no Japan for you.
No. But as many listeners of the show know, Mark does have, has had some problems with the law in the past, to put it mildly. And
the law has had some problems with him.
Yeah, and because of that, he was denied entry.
It's been a while. It's been 30 years since it was the issue for... came up, so...
Yeah, and it was not a small issue, not a minor issue,
it sounded like, I mean, from the sounds of it, it went from being less of an issue to more of an issue after somebody got their, panties in a wind, or however that expression is.
However you want to put it. Mark was party to a very serious crime, to the most serious of crimes, when he was much younger.
Yeah, he was 17, I think.
He was charged, found guilty, and did his time. And this is when I think of words like, rehabilitation and redemption and entering society again, because how long should a felony follow someone, assuming that they've turned themselves around? And I think for a lot of people that are sort of stuck in this system, and I mean the criminal justice system, I don't know if our founders really believed that it was going to be, even if you've done your time, even if you've served, paid back society for whatever crime society alleges you of doing, that you would be marked for life.
It's interesting. It was actually worse under the British Empire, in some respects it was better, because under the British Empire, people were very rarely convicted. It was something like 1 in 10. And not anymore. Now it's like 97% get convicted, and those who don't plead guilty, it's like 80%. I'm sorry, 97% plead guilty, and then it's like 80 at the federal level anyway. It's like 80% that don't plead guilty get convicted anyway.
Interesting. Mm. And now this is something district attorneys, this is a campaign slogan for them.
Yeah.
I prosecuted 97% of my cases were found guilty. Regardless of what we had to do,
how you climb the political ladder.
It seems like we should be able to change the way that people listen to that. So when somebody says 97% of my cases ended in conviction, what they're saying is I'm corrupt and I don't mind convicting innocent people.
Right.
Because you can't. Yeah. There's no way 97% of those people were guilty.
No. Of course not.
Right.
They manipulate the circumstances to make it sound like something's worse than it is. And if, you know, you don't cooperate, then, you know, they throw even more charges on and they stack the charges to begin with. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, you're forced to plead guilty because nobody wants to spend the rest of their life in prison.
Right. So. And nobody also wants to spend tens of thousands of dollars to defend themselves, unfortunately, over something that they could probably beat.
Yeah, but well,
but the poor.
I don't know about that. I mean, 80% of the people get found guilty anyway. So I don't even know that you, even if you defend yourself, you're still probably going to get found guilty, even if you're innocent.
I have more than one attorney advise me to plead guilty to a felony for being a felon in possession of a garden implement when I was arrested for having a machete.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
That's pretty frightening because that's not illegal in New Hampshire, and I beat that case
right
by just demanding a probable cause hearing and forcing the district attorney to look at the evidence.
Right.
At which point they said, oh, it's a machete. That's not illegal. I think we're going to drop this case.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's sad, and it's sad when people get caught up in that. And, you know, I have no mercy for a felon of a violent crime. You know, where there's an actual, a real criminal.
Well, the mercy I would give him is take him out behind a barn and shoot him.
Right. Better than going to jail.
And I say that as somebody who's been to jail, not because it's more harsh, but because it's kinder just to take somebody out and shoot them than to give them as lengthy a jail sentence as would be meaningful to answer homicide.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. It's a shame. 855 450 free. So that's why Mark wouldn't be here normally tonight anyway. But I know a lot of our listeners were bringing up questions about what happened with Mark, what happened with his trip. And but that's what's going on. I think Mark will be in studio tomorrow night. I believe so. And if he's jet-lagged to hell and back after spending basically 72 hours straight in international travel, long enough to turn around and come back home, I would certainly understand if he might need a day off.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. I talked to him. He was laid over in San Francisco, Salt Lake City, which is not that far air travel-wise from Denver, and I'm guessing that a lot of people are going to be going to Denver. So that may be a busy airport because What? Denver, first in U.S. to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms.
Wow. Hey, Mark, bro, pick me some up while you're laying over.
If you got a layover in there. So it's kind of interesting. They're not doing, well, we'll get into this because it explains what's going on. Psilocybin possession would remain illegal, but would become police's, quote, lowest law enforcement priority. Denver, this comes to us from the Denver Post, by the way. Denver is poised to become the first city in the nation to effectively decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. After closing an early vote deficit Tuesday night and early Wednesday, final unofficial results posted late in the afternoon showed a reversal of fortune, with Initiative 301 set to pass narrowly with a 50.6% of the vote. The total stands at 89,320 votes in favor and 87,341 against, a margin of 1,979, and that's on this ballot initiative. The Denver Elections Division will continue accepting military and overseas ballots, but typically those numbers are small. Results will be certified by May 16th. Quote, it's been one hell of a 21 and a half hours, unquote, Initiative 301 campaign manager Kevin Matthews said. Quote, if these results hold, this is an example of the absurd comedy of the great metaphor. Against all odds, we prevailed. This is what happens when a small team of dedicated and passionate people unite under a single idea to create change, unquote. Denver's vote has attracted national attention while efforts are afoot to get psilocybin-related measures on the ballot in California and Oregon in 2020. Denver hosted the first ever U.S. popular vote on the matter, according to organizers. An earlier effort in California last year failed to qualify for the ballot. Though Initiative 301 attracted no organized opposition, critics of Colorado's legalization of marijuana lamented the prospect of Denver blazing yet another trail they see as misguided and potentially harmful. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? How about it? Should police quit busting people for plants that they can put into their own bodies? Let us know. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Liquor Chops.
Try Liquor Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our number. We'd love to hear from you. And what I love about Free Talk Live, this is why I listen to the show before I became a host. It's truly open phones. If you want to call on any subject you like, call. Give us a ring. Let other people know what you think. We may not agree with you. No promises there. We promise we'll give you a fair shake, and then we might have a discussion. This country needs more good discussions, whether people agree or disagree. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Rich Paul.
And Chris, too.
You mean nobody.
That's right.
Gosh, see, now when I've got to update Rich on his own nom de guerre,
nobody remembers that kind of thing.
Nobody does remember that. Should we explain or no? We're just going to let that one go. We've been talking Denver. Denver being the first in the U.S., first city to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms, and they had a ballot initiative that looks like it's won by a very narrow margin, and that's kind of a good thing, I think. I think most of these things should be decriminalized. And
most?
Well, I'm trying to think what I would not decriminalize. Now,
I've actually found a word I like better than decriminalize. Now.
Please.
Deregulate.
Well, deregulate is, to me, the ultimate goal. When we talk about decriminalization, that just says, well, we're not going to arrest you for it.
So here's an interesting question, though. Is it, when it's criminalized, is it regulated? You're basically picking between regulation and criminalization, I think.
Well, criminalization is the harshest, most aromatic form of regulation.
Yeah, that might be true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, what's the purpose of the war on drugs? It's to regulate competitors to Big Pharma out of the market and to regulate competitors to Big Brewing out of the market.
See, we do hear that a lot here. I think we're also missing the let me impose my morality on you. That is part of it, too.
That's true. That's
true. You know
what
I mean?
There's some Jesus-y hate mixed in there.
I'm not going to call it Jesus-y.
Okay.
I will say...
there's some loving hate mixed in there. No, Let's put it this way.
I was going to say there's a hatred for people to be free coming from lots of major religions.
They hate us for our freedom.
Where have I heard that before? In the case of Denver, like I said, this ballot initiative appears to have won by a narrow margin, and it basically it's the first time that any ballot any ballot measure regarding psilocybin, that is the active psychotropic ingredient of hallucinogenic mushrooms. And it just basically says, as this article points out, the measure essentially tells police to look the other way on adult psilocybin use. I think it's important to note there that they mention adult psilocybin use, and they don't expand on that. We're going to try to pull up the actual law.
It always amazes me that they actually continue to target children, when they regulate for adults.
Right.
It's like you're gonna punish children more harshly than you would do adults. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Well, the thing that makes sense to me, if anything, would be punishing adults who pass it to children, as opposed to. And I don't know how this law is written. If they're actually saying
that
we're not going to arrest adults for this, but we're going to arrest kids for this.
Well, this is exactly what they're saying.
I would ask the parents to ask themselves how much they want their kids to be arrested. I mean, it's
right.
Better than arresting everybody for it, but it seems to be...
It's discriminatory, and in a very terrible way, too. Like,
right. Well, but that is how they are with alcohol, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we, like, punish kids for that adults can do legally, and that just seems messed up. Mm-hmm. Like...
Police are way more dangerous than alcohol. How many people die of alcohol poisoning in America compared to police poisoning?
A fair number, but I'm willing to bet that police death by cop is probably higher.
Yeah.
And death by overdose of marijuana, I did see as of last week, actually.
Error, division by zero.
No, it surpassed death by people being gored by unicorns. So that was, I thought, a fun
by how much?
So zero.
So still to zero. Still zero.
Okay, so it's matched it.
That's funny.
It has matched it.
Yeah.
So I'll say zero plus. Nah, I couldn't even do that.
It's on par.
But we're going to dig up that. We're going to dig up what was actually passed, because I don't know if they actually even passed a law. I think this is directing the my guess is, based on the wording of this article, that they're directing the chief of police for Denver, just look the other way.
Yeah, you know, I have to wonder, like, what does this actually mean in practice? I mean, if you're, you know, I don't know, doing mushrooms on your porch, are they actually supposed to ignore it? Or is it just supposed to be ignored if there's some other crime going on across the street involving something else? Like, I don't know, what else is illegal that might be very insignificant? Anything, I mean, basically.
Marijuana. Oh, that's right. We're talking Denver.
Yeah, I mean...
But Denver has laws against public use.
I guess. Okay, what about, like, smoking, like, in 25 feet of a building? I mean, would they have to go after that? I'm assuming there probably isn't a law, but assuming there is a law there about that, would they have to go after that ahead of the guy who's doing the...
Well, I'm sorry, but how do you identify someone on mushrooms? Based on my experience, it's someone who's laughing their butt off and maybe dressing up like their father at a baseball game. Those are things I've seen
people do
while they're on mushrooms.
I'm assuming that this is like
father at a baseball game?
It's the damnedest thing, Rich. I'll tell you about
I'm assuming like that these people are doing mushrooms in public or somewhere around cops. Like, if you started doing that and there's, like, two different... I mean, is that how this is supposed to work?
I don't know. They're going to
have a hard time telling what you're eating also. I mean, if you're just sitting there shoveling, are they really going to look closely enough to
see how do they currently bust people for potato chips?
Those are mushrooms.
That's not a portobello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of craziness.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a portobello to me.
You're right to bring up the question of how were you ever going to enforce the existing laws that are on the books? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is the insanity of this war on drugs. So much of it not only makes no sense and is counterproductive, but it's so much of it is just unenforceable.
Mm.
So you've got these obscure... You know, we had a story that we read last night about a great-grandmother who was arrested in Disney World by a local sheriff for possession of CBD oil.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is technically illegal
in Florida,
despite the fact that you could walk into any gas station and probably buy a bottle of CBD oil.
How can you say she's a great-grandmother? She broke the law. She's a bad grandmother.
She was pretty old, too. She was like 69, wasn't she?
69, easy, dude. Yeah, call that so old, all right?
sorry there.
Right. That's
Chris.
That's okay, father time. That's the insanity of this stuff. And again, who is the victim? If someone is doing mushrooms, are they creating an actual victim, which is part of the definition of a crime? 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Is Denver taking the right approach? Are they just saying, you know, just ignore it? Or should they go further?
I think they should eliminate it.
And just let them do what they want. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump taking some questions, and he was asked about the subpoena by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee for his son, Don Jr.
Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
A two-day outbreak of severe weather has spawned at least 20 tornadoes from Texas to Louisiana to Oklahoma and Kansas. Now, one death has been reported in Austin, where a man was swept away from rising floodwaters on Thursday. Although it's not raining yet in Houston, although it is expected to come Thursday night, Houston Mayor Sylvester Morris says the city will be ready.
We have more assets on the city level now than we had during Hurricane Harvey, so those assets have been deployed throughout the city.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That means you can pick up the phone, give us a call, get whatever is on your mind off your chest, and do it for free. And we like freedom, and we like words that start with free, like no free lunch, but Free Talk Live. Did that work? I guess.
That didn't work.
That didn't work. All right. I'm a little punchy, but that's all right. We've been talking about Denver. And Denver, which has taken this first important step, I think, and it looks like they're basically telling their police to look the other way on adult psilocybin use. This story from the Denver Post continues, quote, "We'll see what the final numbers are, but we're a little stunned to see a 7,000-vote flip overnight on that," unquote, said Jeff Hunt, director of Centennial Institute at Colorado Christian University, who initially questioned on Twitter whether vote tampering was involved. Quote, "We'll continue to fight the growing drug culture. Denver's becoming the illicit drug capital of the world. The larger issue here is not good for our city," unquote. Chris Wade, what do you think?
I don't know. I think that's I don't think I would say I agree with that. I mean, I think I don't necessarily know that more drug use is necessarily better, but at least from an economic perspective, it's certainly better.
Right.
And I guess it would depend on, you know, how people are using it and what they're using.
More drug use isn't factors. Always better from an economic standpoint. It is expensive.
True. Personally, it can be. But, you know, and there are.
But legal drugs are better.
I think it's better from a freedom perspective for sure. And I certainly think the freedom perspective outweighs any other. So it's a definitely, yeah. I think, in a, the right direction, basically.
Right.
And there are also practical reasons, even for heroin. Why should heroin be legal? Well, heroin should be legal because sometimes people break their legs and their arms. And if what you need is a painkiller, you know what you need. You need a painkiller. You should be able to go down to the store and buy one without bothering a doctor. And that becomes essential because if you took away a lot of unnecessary doctor visits, it would get cheaper to see a doctor.
Right.
So the war on drugs produces, and you know, mandatory prescriptions are all about the war on drugs. They're all about the governmental terror that somebody somewhere might take something into their bloodstream and feel good for a minute.
Right. But to be clear, the war on drugs, that isn't when the real war on drugs began. To me, I look back at the, you know, pre-1800s, when basically physicians, doctors, whatever they wanted to call themselves, barbers, took it upon themselves to treat people, to help people out. That was their occupation, was mm-hmm. to make them well again. And they didn't have all the technology that we do now. But then we had the beginning of the progressive era in the late 1800s and early 1900s, you know, the Teddy Roosevelt years, the Woodrow Wilson years, where suddenly those two guys decided that, you know what? What this world needs is much more regulation, much more big government, more central planning, everything we can. And I bring those two up because one's a Democrat and one's a Republican, but they still stood for a progressive government. And this is what they wanted. So the first attempts to regulate drugs at the federal level were done, you know, by these guys.
Regulation tends to be the redistribution of, you know, economic prosperity to a certain group of individuals. That's basically what it does, and it's an effect in it's the intent in most cases. It may be that they're saying, for example, healthcare. You know, it's basically forcing you to purchase health insurance, and that basically, you know, somebody else profits off of that. You know, the argument is, it's, you know, it's for the people. But the reality is sometimes it's more important to have food in your stomach and, like, not die of starvation or have a roof over your head than it is to have health insurance. They take that decision away from you.
That's one of the things that I really looked into when I was in Manchester, because one of the things that I made it a point of doing is actually getting to know some addicts on a personal level and know what they did. And it was very enlightening. You know, a lot of these things are like, you know, I calculated out based on estimates and what I observed, what one of the young prostitutes I knew made, and she was making like $150,000 a year.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But she was homeless when I met her, and she was homeless until I actually let her come stay with me for a while. And, you know, not as my girlfriend. She was still continuing to work. I just took her in for a while.
She had a drug problem, and she was blowing that all on drugs, basically?
Well, she was, but when you think about it, there's no reason that a dose of heroin should be more expensive than a dose of aspirin. So let's say that it is 10 times as expensive as a dose of aspirin.
Hold on, hold on. A dose of aspirin is overpriced, too. So,
well, yeah, but nonetheless, there's no reason... without getting in, that's a rabbit trail. There's no reason that a dose of heroin should cost $20 when a dose of aspirin costs, even if a dose of aspirin costs 50 cents, and you can get it cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm going to stop right here and say that I don't advocate setting a price for anything. Let the market do it. The market would do these things.
Well, the price would fall because there is nobody preventing delivery of the product. If you have to produce 100 grams for every gram that gets gets delivered, then
you know what people fail to realize is that the free market would result in lower quality products potentially, but you also have competition, so you'd also have higher quality products as well.
Exactly, and that's an important distinction.
Yeah, and it's up to you to make the decision of, do you want the thing that might kill me, or do you want the thing that is not going to kill me? And it's your choice.
Addiction is a lot less likely to kill you, I would say. And this may seem paradoxical, I would say addiction is less likely to kill you if you can get your drug of choice at $1 a dose than if you can get your drug of choice costs $100
a dose. And here's the thing, in a deregulated market you would know what you're getting.
Right.
Okay? You don't know what you're getting when you're buying drugs off the street, because there's nobody. It's interesting because one of the ways they smuggle some of, and I forget exactly what the drug is particular, but one of the ways they smuggle certain types of drugs is by concentrating it, and then the people who receive the drugs, okay, the drug dealers, they don't actually have the tools to measure the dosage.
Unconcentrated.
So, right. Unconcentrated and measure the dosage accurately. So you end up with overdosing, and it's one of the I know in the UK and a bunch of other places, it's one of the major problems that they're currently encountering, and I think that's a replacement
that's,
for heroin.
That's
maybe?
Not quite how it plays out in the market. The way it plays out in the market is the purity of what you get depends on two things. The first is the number of steps you are from the source, and the second is the level of integrity of each of those steps.
Yeah, but this is a specific case, not your more general case with other types of drugs, so I would agree, but I'm thinking of one particular case. I wish I could remember the drugs. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
I wish you could, too, because I don't know.
I feel like it's something that people, it's kind of replaced heroin because it's easier
fentanyl?
To smuggle. Yeah, fentanyl, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a new much more powerful opiate that's soon to hit the markets, which is supposedly 100 or 1,000 times as powerful as fentanyl.
Yikes.
This is being produced for by a major drug company.
Yeah, I mean
it's going to be.
Well, the basically it's cheaper to buy the fentanyl, I guess, than the heroin or something to that effect. So it's cheaper, but it's more risky.
Shipped in from China in large quantities.
Yep.
And the other thing is people are now knowingly buying fentanyl, which is actually an improvement, because if they knowingly buy fentanyl and they know what it is, they know how to dose it.
We would hope they know how to dose it, and that's the big question.
I think the regulated market is undermining that, though.
What do you think? We're talking about drugs. What do you think? Should drugs be legal? Should they be regulated? Those are two of our choices. We want to hear from you, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themortonreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's our toll-free number. You can call us up for free and give us a piece of your mind. You worried? You worried that you're a Democrat and you're not sure if this audience is all Republicans or vice versa? Doesn't matter. We're... I would say mostly of a libertarian bent here, but we like to hear from people of all walks of life and of all stripes. So don't be afraid of offending us. We'll give you a fair shake, and then we may offer some alternatives that you may not have thought of. In studio, we have myself, Chris.
Nobody.
And Chris, too.
Chris, too. Jeez, this is the problem, isn't it? We just have these. We have too many Chris's.
Should I use my last name instead?
You could go by Wade.
I could.
I mean, that's a really good idea.
That also would work.
I could go by Eugene, which would be my middle name, which is atrocious. No offense to my father. But Eugene, I just immediately think of a movie character. I'm not even sure which one, but this movie character in my mind is not too bright.
Really?
Well, yeah. Eugene.
See, I would say most of the Eugenes that I know probably go by Gene.
My father did.
Yeah.
Because Eugene, well, technically it is my last name, but, excuse me, my middle name.
I was going to say, that's awkward.
The only time I ever really heard it was when my mother was very upset with me, and that's when I would hear Eugene. We are going to go to the phone.
Did she do the whole thing? Did she say, Chris, Eugene, Eugene?
It was Christopher Eugene. Yes.
Christopher Eugene Eugene.
Christopher Eugene Reitman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get the whole thing. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Sarah in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I have a... on that computer that the Smurfs cartoon.
Did you get a computer?
Show.
Hold on, this could be breaking news.
When news breaks, we fix it.
Did I hear that correctly?
Wait a minute, I heard on the computer a while ago.
Okay, well, we're a bit stumped here.
Yeah.
You have a computer now?
What computer did you buy? I want to know all about it.
No. This is what I was heard, like, 20 years ago. You know, because, anyways, the Schmuck show, I mean.
You heard this 20 years ago and you waited till now to tell us?
I know.
Was this like an Apple II or something?
Apple IIe was a lot more than 20 years
ago. Yeah, that's true.
I want to get to the important things. Sarah, you are talking about Smurfs.
Maybe this was like a compact.
Smurfs?
Tell us about Smurfs.
Well, it was actually, I was told that it was created by the Russians to indoctrinate.
The Smurfs were created by the Russians?
That's why I'm bringing it up. The Smurfs were actually created by the Russians to affect the American children to have communist values.
What does
that's
this have
Smurfy.
To do? I just want to know what this has to do with Trump.
Was Trump also created by the Russians to instill communist values in America?
Is that what you're alleging? When you say Smurf, do you secretly mean Trump?
You know the brainy Smurf, the one that was arguably fighting and arguing, that one?
I never watched
the show. He was actually Trotsky, technically. He was always arguing and making fights with the whole group.
Right there in the Smurfs. We didn't
know.
This is wow.
I'm bringing it up because, and then one of them was actually a Stalin character. But I wonder what communist values that they were instilling. I never watched or followed the plot. I wonder if they're teaching the children to share and to share alike.
So Sarah, are you a communist?
Yes, I am a communist.
Huh.
Card carrying, or you just feel
have you watched the Smurfs? Have you studied the genre as an adult?
No, but the thing is, I used to watch Smurfs as a kid. You know what I mean? Like a 9-year-old or 13-year-old. But I never paid attention. But I remember Blaney.
Do you think that the Smurfs made you a communist?
No, but what I'm saying
could
is
it
that
be
they,
that the, your mind was washed by the commies, and that's how you ended up believing what you believe?
You do have some seriously socialist tendencies and things
you
bring
up. You do, this trust for authority. Like, Papa Smurf would never do wrong. So, like, whenever you look at a president, is it Papa Smurf?
I don't understand how anybody can support genocide, Sarah. What is with...
Oh, my God. She's saying we should kill the Smurfs?
No, what I'm saying is that the Russians have always been here trying to indoctrinate communist value in America in a very subtle way. That's what I'm bringing up.
And
the Communist Party has always been...
And your evidence of that, perhaps, being a Smurf watcher turned commie.
Perhaps a Smurf herself.
So maybe it works.
Who doesn't know that there are commie messages in the Smurfs. That's the definition of subliminal programming, isn't it?
Well, that is exactly the point. They wanna get the children. I'm not even aware of any other story plot except Papa Smurf and the woman Smurf. The female Smurf, and then the brainy Smurf, the one that was fighting and arguing all the time.
The Trotsky.
But you're right. You know what? I bet what you're saying is right. Unconsciously, subliminally, they were indoctrinating me
with
the
say,
communist
wait,
values.
I think you're putting on your sunglasses, sweetheart.
Did you say unconsciously or subconsciously?
You're waking up.
Okay. They're trying to reach 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, kids in diapers. It's subliminal, you know, and so I'm thinking, I don't remember any of the plot, except they were all getting along, and then they were all cooperating. That's one thing that I do remember.
And hence, you became a communist after all this. Sarah, thank you for your call.
Wow.
There may be some truth to this. Do you think that the Smurfs were put here to indoctrinate a free country, sort of, almost at that point, into the ways of communism?
I think that the Smurfs were a way were on the road, and I think that Hollywood in general was taken over by socialists and communists. And if you look at the themes of movies, and people have been saying this for decades,
they
by
have,
the way.
Back since McCarthy.
Since before McCarthy. The thing is, McCarthy is another one of those cases where his methods were wrong. They violated the First Amendment.
Certainly.
But they didn't save him. Even though his ideas were right, he was absolutely right that communism was a menace. He was absolutely right that we were being indoctrinated, and it's not just the cartoons. It's the schools.
Well,
the schools are full of socialists.
No argument
it's,
there.
It's where communism started in America. It's with the public schools. Right. I mean, that's what was one of the early
and
things
that's
that
not
happened.
An accident.
No, I don't think so.
No, certainly by design, but. The problem with McCarthy and the idea that we're going to root out everything is your net becomes broader and broader and your definition becomes broader and broader until people who don't meet the original definition of what you were going after, it starts to be that everybody looks a little red. That
well,
was the part that
there's
me.
There's a lot of problems there. First off, it should be very easy to identify the communists in your society, because they should be unafraid to stand outside, raise their fists, and say, I'm a communist, and if you don't like it, move to Somalia. Okay? They should be able to say that without fearing any involuntary aerial tours. and so it's, and I say that even in a capitalist society. You should be free to say anything. You just shouldn't.
That doesn't enforce tolerance, and that doesn't mean that there may not be repercussions for what you
well,
say.
Well, tolerance and acceptance are two things. Okay, tolerance is if you're irritating me and I don't like punch you in the nose, I've tolerated that irritation, but that doesn't mean that I've accepted it.
Sure.
I may have sat there and yelled at you for irritating me, but if I didn't punch you in the nose, I've still tolerated it.
So the nose punch is the
decision. So, yeah, the difference between tolerance and acceptance is acceptance, you think it's okay, and tolerance, you're just not doing anything about it right now.
Intriguing. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? This whole conversation started about legalization of drugs, and we've got some callers who want to discuss that. And I want to discuss it more because I think there is a liberty aspect of this that a lot of people ignore. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A+ rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.